Jenny Turner with Lovejoy Real Estate. Welcome to another episode of Real Talk. Today we're going to be talking about what's working in 2023, and Lourdes is our special guest to tell us about what's working really well for her and her team. Welcome.
Yes. Hi, thank you so much. Good morning. My name is Lourdes Maestres, and I am in the Fort Lauderdale market. I am a team leader. I have 14 agents and 9 staff. And one of the things that is working for us this year is, aside from online leads, prospecting, and farming, is the referrals of the attorneys, building relationships with attorneys.
What kind of attorneys?
So we actually, I personally like probate and bankruptcy,
okay.
But what we do, you can actually implement it with also with divorce attorneys. You can actually do it with accountants, financial advisors, anybody who is servicing the public.
So they're giving you referrals of their clients. How are you getting in front of them? How are you getting them to trust you? What's that process been like for you?
So that's a great question. So when I first got into the real estate business about 15 years ago, I started prospecting attorneys because I realized that every time I was talking to somebody, I had to talk to their attorney. So right. I figured, might as well go to the source.
Right.
So I literally just started, I tried different things, cold calling, prospecting, getting in front of them, showing up at their office door. I even got to the point where I'd prospect at the courthouses and I would get kicked out for soliciting in the courthouse and I'll come back the next day. And then I kind of figured out a formula as basically to call them, set up an appointment to meet them. I did a case study at the summit that I share my entire toolkit of every single step you can take to implement and prospect attorneys so you can get in front of them.
So give us the small, tiny version here today. You're calling them, setting an appointment. Are you inviting them to lunch? Are you inviting them to coffee? Are you going to them? What does that look like?
So everybody has different styles. I don't have time to go and have lunch, so I don't do that.
Okay.
And I also feel like it's just not me. Right?
Fair.
So
yep.
I basically go in and out. My goal is to be in and out in 10 minutes. Okay. They're very busy. They don't want to chit chat. They're not interested right. in a relationship until they get to know you
right.
and then they see how you work. And then at that moment it changes. So my goal is I set up a call. I literally pick up any, I go online, find out attorneys yep. in Fort Lauderdale area, for example. And then I call them. I say, hey, I'm a local real estate agent here in town. I noticed that you do probates here in downtown Fort Lauderdale. And I'm actually looking to establish a relationship with an attorney like yourself. Are you interested in new business? And they always say yes.
Okay. I like that. Are you interested in new business? Because who says no to that?
Correct.
Right?
Yes. And if they say no, I just don't want to work with them.
Right. So you meet with them. And then are they primarily referring you business or is that a mutual relationship and you refer them business back?
It's a mutual relationship. If I really like the attorney that I'm meeting, I would definitely give them business. If I feel like they can service the clients. And you kind of have to spread the love because
right.
once you establish some relationships, you know, how yeah. many how many can you send out? But yes, if I have somebody immediately in mind, I will bring that person in. And I actually like to give the customers 2 or 3 options.
So on an annual basis, how much of your business, how many units per year on average do you get from attorneys?
So right now is about 8% of our business is coming from that.
Okay.
We do about 180 transactions a year. But what's great about that is that that customer refers another customer and another customer. So it just keeps growing with time.
Yep.
And personally, my goal right now is to do just 1 a month, right? Because of my role. But if somebody's like a new agent and they're looking to establish themselves, they should be doing, you know, 1 a day.
Right. Talking and getting out there and being yeah. in front of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So bankruptcy, probate.
Divorce is another really
okay.
good one. There are also a lot of divorce events that agents can attend, and every city has them.
I don't know about divorce events. Tell us about that.
So there's organizations like the Divorce Association where there's professionals, there's accountants, there's financial advisors, there's different attorneys, there's counseling, there's all kinds of events.
I had no idea.
Yep.
Okay.
So it's actually in my toolkit, which I'm happy to share with you. If anybody wants it, I'm happy to send that over to them. And there's a link where you can go in and find out where the events they do, like 2 to 3 big conferences a year.
Got it. So you could have hypothetically a table there or a space there, or you could just go around at that event and meet people and introduce yourself.
Correct. You can just buy a ticket and go and meet a ton of attorneys. You get in front of a lot of attorneys. The attorneys go there for networking and continuing education.
So I know your team is growing right now and you're looking to get bigger and do more transactions. How is this helping your agents? Like, are you finding the agents out there having coffee, or is that really all on you as team leader?
No, my agents are doing this as well. So right now, obviously, we all know that the market is adjusting and it's changing. So it's getting harder and harder. So this is a great way, especially if you're starting. Even if you're an experienced agent, this is actually a fantastic way. It doesn't cost any money. It's sweat equity. You just have to pick up the phone. Yep. It's time. Sweat Equity, pick up the phone and call them and set up the appointments. Yep. And, you know, be fearless, really, to get in front of them. Because sometimes you're going to get a no. So it's all how you present yourself. Why are they going to give you 10 minutes of their time? So there has to be some type of value.
We do a lot with divorce attorneys. And it's interesting because there's been numerous times where both divorce attorneys referred me. And then you're in, right? Like if both the husband and wife like you, like that's a set thing. Now, always one of the clients likes me better than the other client, and that's a whole different group to work with. But it is nice when the attorneys have your back. About 5 years ago, I got written into a divorce decree. I didn't even know it. Nobody ever even told me. Mm-hmm. And it said the house had to be sold within 3 years. And so about 3 years later, I got a phone call from the very, very, very angry ex-wife who said, my divorce decree says I have to work with you. And I'm like, oh, great. Like, they're not, like, no competition, right? Like, it's in the decree that they have to work with me. And so that was super nice.
Yeah. Some of the judges sometimes do that too. They usually pick two or three agents and they pick one name and it goes on the divorce decree, especially when they're litigated.
Yeah. I thought that was such a great, like, I didn't even know you could do that, but it worked out really well.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, she liked me too. So it was okay.
Yeah, I'm sure. Why wouldn't she?
So tell us a little bit more about your team structure. How big, how many agents, what's your leadership team look like?
So currently we have 14 agents. We have an inside sales associate team of three. We have an operations manager, our marketing in-house. And we do, what else do I have to think? And then we basically do a lot of online. We do a lot of social media. We do the hardcore circle prospecting, expired, FISBOs, and door knocking. We do a little, we're very diverse. We do a little bit of everything.
I like it. That's about the same size as our team, like right about that. I think I just counted, we have 18 agents. So I had a look because people are going to ask me and I never remember. What are you finding Fort Lauderdale's market doing? I mean, I know everything's adjusting, but what is the specific micro market for Fort Lauderdale look like today?
So right now our market is changing. Fort Lauderdale, actually our inventory has gone up by, we have about 4.7 months worth of inventory.
Okay.
So that's kind of like double compared to a year ago, which is why I am pushing all my team members to my business partners to go in and prospect. We can't just rely on some of the sources we have. So you have to go back to the basics and literally start doing the things that, you know, are going to get you in front of people. As far as the market, I mean, we are in low season right now in the month of September, October. We're about to start the high season, so we're hoping that this year it's going to get better. We look kind of like 2019 years.
Right? Take pandemic out, you're probably right about where it should be, right? Like that's the same thing. We have more inventory than normal, but we're only at 2.9 months. So not nearly as high, but still very high comparatively to what we're all kind of used to. So.
Yeah, correct. We just got really spoiled in the last few years.
So you said you're kind of at your low season going into your high season.
Yeah.
How seasonal is your market? Do you see a big difference in the winter months when people are snowboarding there? Does that make a big difference or does it not affect it a lot?
So we have a lot of snowbirds that come. So in Fort Lauderdale East, which is my market, yes, it is seasonal. So after the boat show, we have the largest boat show in the world coming up October 25th of this year. So everybody starts to come in town all the way through March. Then it starts to slow down. So when it starts to slow down, what we do is we focus a little bit on the other side of the city, which is where the schools are, where, you know, people want to move.
Get people there living 12 months out of the year.
So yes, there's always business. You just have to adapt to the market and go and find it.
Why do people choose Fort Lauderdale?
So they like it because it's a low-key town. It's not Miami. You can wear flip-flops and you can go and show $20 million houses. Okay. Or you could dress up if you want. Yep. And the people are nice and it's very diverse and it's just a beach town.
Yeah.
With, you know, some downtown area now it's growing. It's trying to have a little bit of the, high-rise condos.
I wondered if what your market was as far as condos versus single family detached.
Yeah, it's about 50-50.
Okay.
Yeah, we have about 300,000 single family homes and about 280,000 condo units.
So really pretty split.
Yes.
Is that along the beach more condos than inland more houses?
Yes. So we have a lot of beach condos and hotels and we have a lot of houses on the inlets and all the little islands.
I feel like I need a beach vacation now to come visit you.
Well, you should come and visit. Yeah, we have a lot of Airbnbs as well.
Thanks so much for listening to another episode of Real Talk. Like, subscribe, follow us wherever you do it. Lourdes, thank you so much for being on this morning. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me and subscribe.